You know, it's a little hard on her too because, you know, she's 72 years old.
Mm-hmm. So she stays at home most of the time?
She might get up and say, let's go shopping. We'll take her, put her in the car and take her.
She goes in a wheelchair? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we roll her out to the car in the wheelchair and put her in the car, then put the wheelchair in the trunk. And we do the opposite when we get to where we're going.
Well, that must be nice. She probably likes that a lot.
Yeah, when she want to get out. But, you know, some days she just stubborn. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about a little bit about the people who live around here. In your neighborhood or whoever you know. And there is no right or wrong answer. I just want to know what you think. Do you think that people around here talk differently when they come from different neighborhoods? Or when they live in different neighborhoods? Or does everybody pretty much talk the same?
I think they talk different.
Like how?
Like, the slangs, you know, like, well, not necessarily slang, but I know one guy I just saw him yesterday, he's, when I see folks, I come from a different neighborhood, I say, hey, how you doing? He said, what's up, my nigga? Mm-hmm.
It's a little different.
I said, you know, why I gotta be a nigga? Mm-hmm. And, you know, stuff like that. So, like, me and Mr. James, we talk basically the same, you know, hey, how you doing, George? And then I say, hey, how's it going, James? Something like that. But the younger crowd, like the teenagers growing up, they really talk different, and you would never thought when we moved over here, you would never thought that this neighborhood would be going down as quick as it's going down. I see they walk by here now, and we can have my 72-year-old mother putting her in the car, and they will, the little children get off the bus right down the way, ain't but a few stay down. And they said some words that I wasn't saying, you know, they be saying this stuff that you wouldn't want to hear, you know, kiss my ass and... the boy be saying something, and I be saying, boy, I be y'all little butts better get on away from here with that, you know. But yeah, they talk different, a lot different.
Yeah.
Now as far as the voice, like accent,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say they all sound alike to me, but with the slangs and stuff like that, you know, what's up my nigga, you know, all that stuff trying to be hip hop and all that, they different.
So what about from this neighborhood, say, in other neighborhoods, like where you lived before? Yeah, you lived in East Atlanta before,
mm-hmm.
right? What about from there to here? Do you think there's a difference? I was going to say people from Atlanta, from downtown Atlanta.
Not necessarily. Not really to me. I think you're going to find a little bit of it everywhere, a little difference. You know, one I'm trying to be cool, one I'm trying to be real. And I haven't seen them over there, and I haven't seen them over here. So, yeah, I don't know.
What about people who have different jobs? Do they sound different?
Yeah. You find somebody who dumps trash, they all talk regular. You find somebody who work in an office, they try to talk like they own the world.
Like, can you give me an example?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. I went to a funeral. Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
My auntie, my grandmother. My grandmother's sister, Finn. Her husband, my great aunt, husband, niece, works in the office some kind of way. And she says stuff like, we said, you got the driveway blocked. She said, they said, you got the driveway blocked. She, instead of her saying something like, oh, let me go move my car. She said, let me move my Mercedes. And, you know, you just ain't met my mother. She's the kind of person to tell you when you're trying to be more than what you are, you know. She said, I don't give a damn if it was a horse and a bug out there. Get it out the way, you know. But, you know, when she working off, she try to act like she sold this. Oh, just my aunt murdered. She just left me.